Students and teachers at Marysville-Pilchuck High School back in class for the first time since October 24th. Classes were canceled last week following the shooting that took the lives of four students. Two boys are still in the hospital, one in critical, the other in satisfactory condition. KOW's Carolyn Adolf is in Marysville. She was outside the high school when students arrived there a few hours ago. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Marcy.
What can you tell us about the scene when the students got to school this morning?
Well, this community threw these young people a parade. In the first place, you had a mile of white and red ribbons as you came in on just about every home, on every fence, everywhere. Those are the school colors of Marysville-Pilchuck High School. And then hundreds of people gathered at the entrance to the school at Pilchuck Place and 55th Avenue Northeast here. Just a throng of well-wishers, people making little heart shapes with their hands as the young people came in on the school buses. Really quite a scene.
What were some of the concerns you heard from kids heading back to school for the first time?
Well, you know, Marcy, if you think about it, you could roughly talk about three groups. There are the young people who knew one of the people who died in this event, and they were grieving and talking about their grief and their sense of shock that somebody that they'd just taken a photograph with was gone. And then you had people who were in the cafeteria when the shooting happened, and they're traumatized. And they're talking about how they couldn't even imagine going back to school. It was really hard for them to even wrap their brains around it. This is all this people on the microblogging site called Twitter. And they had some concerns, but they also said, we can do this. We're together. We can do it together. And then you have other kids who are here who are still very shocked about all of the events of two Fridays ago and you know, who were hustled out of the school. They have their own, everybody's working through something right now.
We're going to hear more of Carolyn Adolf's coverage of the Marysville-Pilchuck return to the class later on newscast. Thanks so much, Carolyn.
Thank you, Marcy.
As students did return, they might see Matt Remley in the hallways. Remley is the Native American liaison from the Marysville School District. His main job is to help Native American students succeed in school. But after the October 24th shooting, Remley's job shifted. He's been trying to help students through the trauma. Some of those students were in the cafeteria that day. Some were friends or relatives of the victims. And Remley says the hardest question for him to answer is why.
I think that's everybody's big question. Any time one of these tragedies occurs is why. And everybody wants to play the guessing game and try to figure it out, but I honestly don't know if we can ever answer that question. All we can really do is show a little more love and compassion towards one another on a daily basis, you know, before tragedies happen, you know, showing a little more love and compassion towards one another.
You are a guidance counselor, as you explained your job to me earlier. It is to help kids navigate the school district, graduate, get a good education. Has anything in your training prepared you to deal with a tragedy like you're facing right now?
We do have, you know, the standard staff trainings for grief counseling and stuff like that. But also just being, I'm Lakota, being a Native person myself, is sadly we've experienced a lot of traumatic issues, not only historically, but currently as well. Mm-hmm. So I bring that up in the sense that sometimes the best people to go reach out and talk to, whether it's young people or whomever who have experienced trauma, is folks who have been through it themselves, because there's an ability to relate and the ability to understand both in terms of the culture, the history, and the dynamics involved with, you know, this situation, that we've gone through this ourselves as growing up. So now we're going to be able to be there for them so they can have a shoulder to lean on, an ear to talk to.
I'm talking with Matt Remley. He's the Native American liaison at Marysville-Pilchuck High School, which started classes today. You explained how people are reaching out to you. What are you doing for yourself this week?
Well, I come from a culturally active background, so we have a lot of ceremonies, traditional ceremonies, mm-hmm. that I'm a part of and have been doing since the shooting took place. And so that's my way of coping. We have other cultural ways of handling these type of situations. So that's my kind of counseling time is, or support time is, going to our traditional spiritual activities.
Matt Remley, you have a particular point of view. You come, as you explained, from a particular background, but we have seen in the past 10 days since the shooting at Marysville a number of incidents, everything from a kid bringing a Molotov cocktail to an explosion this morning at an elementary school in Redmond. Knowing what you've learned in this past week, what kind of advice do you have for the folks who work at schools?
Be there to support one another. Everybody grieves differently. To be okay with that. Some people like to get out their feelings and emotions right away, and that's their grieving process. Others are quiet. They hold things in. But the best thing to do is to reach out and to let folks know that you're thinking about them, you love them, you're there for them. Some of the best things myself I personally receive are just little text messages or emails saying, "Hey Matt, we're thinking about you. We love you. If there's anything you need, please don't hesitate." So just being knowing that other folks are thinking about you, you know, is healing. So, you know, reach out to one another, text your colleagues, your students, email them. The visible support, you know, driving into campus today and seeing the red and white ribbons, walking onto campus, and last night the alumni, Marysville Pilchuck alumni, were on campus, and they got this place decorated with flowers, with signs of support, and honestly, I mean, that was very emotional. It teared me up just walking onto campus, but having that visible support is what's needed, so reach out to one another in any creative way that you can.
Is that the same message that you're going to give to students today when they are filing through the halls?
Absolutely. Look out for one another.
Matt Remley is the Native American liaison for the Marysville School District. Kids went back to Marysville Pilchuck High School for the first time today since the October 24th shooting. The red and white ribbons that Remley described are the colors of Marysville Pilchuck High. Governor Jay Inslee has declared today Red and White Day in Washington State. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.